It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. And just in case you don't remember, I'm your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz, and the man on the other side of the mic is Scott Gorkowski.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's been a while since we've been around, but had to take some time off. Doing this is we're going on our third season now, Bob. And, we got families and real life to deal with, and there really wasn't that much going on in the satellite world during the summertime, was there, Bob?
No, not too much. Just a couple launches. Not really anything too worthy of talking about. I'm still waiting for DirecTV to launch high definition channels, which DirecTV seems to be on a big old pause button, or instead of pause, somebody's hit the rewind button.
Yeah, we'll get to DirecTV a little bit more later into the podcast, but this is the start of Season 3 for the Satellite Guys podcast. We're the only podcast by Satellite Guys for Satellite Guys, and some interesting stuff has been happening over the past week or two here, Bob, but we're going to start off with some breaking news that just came up right before we started the podcast tonight. Apparently, a couple Dish Network customers are reporting seeing a message on their screen on the Food Network and HGTV channels showing a banner going across the screen saying, "Attention Dish Network subscribers, starting tonight you'll be losing two of your favorite networks, HGTV and Food Network. Don't meh." And it ends at the M. They shut off the scroll after the M. So far, only two people have reported seeing this. If it is real, then it's probably not meant to be seen tonight because it's not the end of the month, and usually contracts expire at the end of the month, so it'd be something for September 30th and October 1st. I don't really believe it. With the amount of people that watch HGTV and the Food Network, that we're not having more reports of this. Someone else claimed they saw a banner going across the screen, and it was advertising HGTV's new Facebook page. So what's the deal? We don't really know. I do have a call into Dish Network and some emails into them, so if they're still there in Denver answering emails, possibly by the end of this podcast we could have the answer directly from Dish Network.
Maybe what happened was there was a Scripps employee, you know how Charlie likes to have channel disputes, maybe they were changing the scroll from that to come see our websites, and by mistake accidentally hit the button and that went across.
Yeah, I don't know. If it did say that, though, I'm pretty confident that we would have saw a lot more complaints come running in really quick on Satellite Guys, because whenever Charlie's in a dispute and it's publicized like that, we normally fill up pretty quick with people complaining about it.
Yeah, and those are two pretty popular channels, as you mentioned, Scott, and I don't think Charlie's going to let two popular channels like that go off the air.
No, and besides HGTV and the Food Network, you've got other channels there like Fine Living. And I'm assuming if those two channels went away, that Fine Living would be going away as well.
Yep, and speaking of Dish Network, Scott, and we all know that SEAL, what was it, SEAL 2 that launched? Yes, we all know that SEAL 2 launched and is currently up in its orbiting location right now. I think it's like 82 degrees testing. And that brings with that more high definition of Dish. And with it being college football season, a lot of people are wanting to see whether it's the Big Ten or the WAC or whatever their favorite college conference is. They want to see it on high definition on Dish. And I understand you have a little bit more about ESPNU on Dish.
Well, let's go back and talk about SEAL 2 first. That's not planning on bringing Dish, as far as I know, any new high definition content. It's going to be bringing a bunch of new transponders that are not currently available to people in the Eastern Arc, but the game plan I'm hearing now is those transponders that are extra there will be used to mirror international content so people can get international channels on one Eastern Arc dish instead of a special dish from 118.7 and the Western Arc there, like the way that's set up. But as far as HD content goes, Nothing known so far about ESPNU HD. But let's take a look back. Back in August 4th of this year, Dish Network filed a lawsuit against ESPN and ESPNU because they claimed that ESPN was violating Dish Network's most favored nations clause in its contract. And Dish was saying that ESPN gave ESPNU to Comcast and DirecTV at a more favorable price than what Dish Network received, and they felt that was a violation of their contract. There's been no official word of that lawsuit being finished, you know, closed out and settled. However, I received word today from a friend at ESPN who gave me a call and let me know that starting tomorrow, Dish Network will be moving ESPNU out of the Gold 250 package down to the Bronze 100 package. And a good possibility we could be seeing ESPNU HD very shortly. I was able to get Dish Network to confirm to me that indeed ESPNU is moving tomorrow afternoon from the 250 package to the top 100 package. However, they had no news to share at this time for ESPNU HD. Now, with that said, it could be up tomorrow. It could be a week or so. It could be a couple weeks. We don't know how they're feeding it to Dish Network, if there's a feed there of ESPNU. I'm not even sure if ESPNU is being transmitted over satellite or if it's an exclusive fiber feed or how that all works. But I think we may have a very good shot of seeing ESPNU HD before the end of the college football season on Dish Network.
Yeah, and keep in mind that ESPNU is also a subsidiary of ABC, and ABC is owned by Disney Networks.
Yep. And DirecTV announced that they're going to be carrying ESPNU HD by the end of the first quarter of 2010. So I think it's going to be a race here, but I think, without sounding too discriminatory, I think it's going to be a clear winner in this one, Bob.
Yeah, I have ESPNU on UVerse. For those who don't know what UVerse is, it's AT&T's version of their fiber optic service. And a lot of the games that are on ESPNU are, in fact, in high definition. And it's really a great ad to add for any sports fan.
Yeah, there's some good topics on satellite, guys, about ESPNU HD. In fact, someone from ESPNU posted a bunch of pictures of their new studio down in Virginia for ESPNU, and it's a very interesting. Do a search for ESPNU and studio in Virginia, and you'll find the pictures. Very interesting stuff there. They got the new HD studio online, and I hear it looks great.
Yeah, speaking of channels, Scott, you know, I understand that the Weather Channel high definition on DirecTV is now doing weather on the 8s.
Yes, this is a very nice, and a lot of people are very happy about it. On DirecTV's version of the Weather Channel HD, now when they go to the weather on the 8s, instead of seeing the national forecast and seeing, you know, weather temperatures from around the country, you're seeing your local forecast, and that's a very, very nice feature. Something that the standard definition of version on both Dish Network and DirecTV has had for a long time, but ESPN has beat Dish Network to the punch by adding weather to the 8s on their HD feed, and a lot of people are very, very happy about it.
You mean the Weather Channel, Scott?
Yeah, what'd I say?
ESPN.
Oh, I'm reading things here, and I got emails coming back in. I'm checking for updates from Dish Network on the HGTV stuff, and read something from ESPN because they wrote me about ESPN a little while ago. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You know, it's a really great feature that DirecTV's added, and I know a lot of high-definition fans, they tend to have the high-definition channels only in their guide, and there's definitely something great. Now they could just plug in their zip code, and it'll just pop up with their local weather. It's great.
Yeah, the Weather Channel, the weather on the 8th, the way it should be. That's, you know, in all my years in satellite, and I've been involved with satellite for over 20 years now, people have always said that the one thing that would keep them on cable is they don't get their local weather forecast on the Weather Channel. And, you know, DirecTV's made it happen, and they made it happen on their high-definition version, and they beat everybody else to the punch, so kudos to them.
Yep. And you know, Scott, I've been watching a lot of TV, especially now that the fall season's come around, and every Sunday I'm watching one channel, and it's only that channel on my TV, and that's the NFL Red Zone, which is different from DirecTV's version of the Red Zone channel, even though it's practically the same.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. I'm not a big football fan. In fact, I'm not really a big sports fan, but when I'm home on Sundays, I've been glued to my set watching the Red Zone channel. What Red Zone channel does is gives you the best plays as they happen live with no blackouts, so there's no blackout restrictions on it, and also no commercials. It's completely... I'm blown away by how great this is. It makes every game feel like this is a big-time event, and you're switching back and forth between things, and you're seeing all the games going on, and it's just so well-produced. And again, they're giving you every single great play as it happens live, and it's just incredible. I've seen the people on Satellite Guys and other sites say that there's no reason for a Sunday Ticket anymore. This replaces Sunday Ticket. And at $5.99 a month on Dish Network, I sort of agree with them.
Yeah, exactly, Scott. It's $5.99 on Dish Network. All you have to do is add the multi-sport package. The same thing with UVerse and, I believe, Comcast. The only one that's different is if you have Ryzen Fios, then you have to pay the full price of $54.99 or whatever the price is for that channel. But it's definitely well worth it. I know for the cost for NFL Sunday Ticket, it's at least $350 if you add in the Superfan and the cost of the ticket itself. A lot of people are like, why am I paying for that when I could just have the Red Zone channel and get that for a fraction of the price?
Yeah, I'm really kind of surprised at the NFL because this channel is actually going to kill a lot of the Sunday Ticket sales. Because a lot of people, this is what they want to see. They want to see all the games. They want to see the score updates. They want to see everything, but they want to see it live, and this gives it to them. And again, I'm really amazed that there is no commercials in this thing. I mean, they keep on going for the entire 6 hours of Sunday football, and it's incredible to watch. Now, if you have not seen the Red Zone channel because it was only a free preview for one weekend, which was kickoff weekend, Dish Network and a number of other providers around the country. I know Comcast, but I'm not sure about UVerse, and I'm not sure about Fios. But Dish Network and Comcast is offering the NFL Red Zone once again this Sunday as a free preview. So if you have not seen it, if you're a Dish Network customer, tune to channel 155, and it's both there in standard definition and high definition, and you can see what all the fuss is about this new Red Zone channel. I am really, really impressed with it, and again, I'm really surprised that that the NFL is putting out such a great package here, a great channel that may cause it to lose sales from its own package.
Yeah, I can confirm that UVerse is doing that. They're doing a whole multi-sport package free preview, if I read it right. What I'm wondering is if maybe the next thing for the NFL Sunday Ticket is maybe since people like to tend to follow their own team, maybe if they're going to do a kind of like a NFL Sunday Ticket home package to where you can buy only team specific, like if I'm a Chicago Bears fan, I could buy every game for the Chicago Bears fan without any blackout worries or anything like that. What do you think about that, Scott?
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's going to happen. Something interesting that Dish Network's doing this year, and I'm not sure if DirecTV's doing it, but the college football on Saturdays are available per game on pay-per-view at a discounted cost. So you don't have to buy the entire college football package to watch college football games. You just pick them as pay-per-view, like pay-per-view movies on Saturday, and you can watch your favorite team play. Let's hope the NFL is watching that and maybe takes advantage of that. The big thing I see there is if they do that, they're going to lose a lot of sales because people are only going to watch one or two games a week and instead of this entire package, and they're not going to pay the $350, $400 for the season. Another thing I'd like to see change with NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV is stop charging people extra for the high-definition feeds. They do not charge extra for high-definition on the Major League Baseball package or some of the other sports packages they have. The NFL is the only one that charges the additional feed to watch in high-definition. The problem I also have with them charging extra for the high-definition feeds is that all games this year are being produced only in high-definition. So if you're a Sunday Ticket subscriber, DirecTV is actually down-resing the video for you and putting it in standard definition and then telling you that if you want to see it the way it's delivered to them, you got to pay them an extra $100. And I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, I really believe that they should be getting rid of an HD charge as a premium all across the board, whether you're DirecTV or Dish Network. HD seems to be becoming more of the standard, especially now that people are working on their second and third high-definition sets in their homes. It's become a mainstream product, whereas maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, it was something for the audio-video enthusiast.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on the Sunday ticket. But again, Red Zone, free preview this weekend, Dish Network, Comcast, and many of the other providers who carry it. So check your local listings for that. I think this will probably be the last free preview of it this weekend, this Sunday. So if you have not seen it before, see what all the hype is about, because it really is a well-done channel, and that's the NFL Red Zone channel. And let's see here. The interesting news that came out Friday, Bob, I don't know if you heard it. I'm sure you probably heard, was that rumors coming out, I believe it was New York Times or Wall Street Journal, posted that they received credible information that it looks like that Verizon may want to acquire DirecTV.
Yeah, this is kind of a surprise to me, although at the same time it really isn't, because the fact that Verizon's kind of doing what AT&T's doing right now. They have their U-verse, AT&T has their U-verse, which is their fiber optic service, whereas Verizon side, they have Verizon Fios. And it looks like they're trying to get more into a nationwide multi-channel provider by going and buying DirecTV, so that way they can cover everybody. Whether it's true or not, we'll find out. Really, something needs to be done at DirecTV. I know there's a lot of people out there who see what's going on and have seen the Titanic kind of start sinking a little bit, and when it comes to regards to DirecTV customer service and stuff like that. Hopefully good things will come, as we all want to see DirecTV survive, and we want to see him become that number one, or continue to be that number one multi-channel provider out there.
Yeah, they were doing so well, and then something just happened, and like Bob said earlier in the podcast, somebody hit a pause button on DirecTV. Normally that's a good indication that the company is getting ready to be bought out by somebody. Unfortunately their customer service has suffered greatly. And another big issue that has popped up is they're charging people early termination fees who are not under contract. But DirecTV says they're under contract because they've had defective equipment replaced. I know this firsthand because it happened to me, and I'm currently fighting with DirecTV about that, but hopefully that gets resolved soon, and hopefully it stops happening to other people, because when you invest in a company and you stay with them past your commitment date, and you know you don't go adding new equipment to your account or something like that, and especially when it's their equipment going bad and they replace it on the lease, there's no reason in the world they should be extending your commitment to them for another 2 years. And that's just wrong. That's bad business. And it's giving them a black eye. And somebody needs to step up and fix it. There's really no reason for this to be going on.
Yeah, you got it exactly right, Scott. Because when you're a new customer coming in as a DirecTV customer and you're wanting to go high def, you have to pay to lease their boxes. On top of that, when their boxes go bad, which they do quite often, then those boxes you get extended again because of faulty equipment. And I can't think of anything that's more wrong than a bunch of men in high heels and shorts trying to change tires on Danica Patrick's car. But you know, it's hopefully this gets addressed. I'm hoping that DirecTV realizes that, hey, we messed up, and they'll fix this. Really, how many times we've seen a company hit that pause button and they have all that forward momentum going, and then that momentum just drops.
Yeah. For me, this part of the aggravating portion of when I canceled DirecTV was the first agent who I talked to into canceling, because I canceled DirecTV, number one, because my family wasn't watching it. They're so used to the Dish Network boxes that they wouldn't use the DirecTV boxes. Number two, money's been tight, taking care of a bunch of things around here. And, you know, I could put my $75 to better use somewhere else. But the first agent I spoke to tried telling me that I had to pay $249 early termination fee. And, you know, I had to argue with him. And he told me that having boxes replaced, because they're defective, still extends the 2-year commitment. And I had to argue with him about that, and he had to put me on hold and speak to his supervisor. And they agreed to waive the early termination fee. Now, they shouldn't have to waive anything. I was past my commitment period. There should be no early termination fee on my account, period. Okay? But that's what he said. They agreed to waive the early termination fee. A couple weeks passed. I sent back all my equipment. I get a bill in the mail from DirecTV for $100, and I check my credit card, and they charge me $100. for an early termination fee. So again, had to call him back up and complain about it. And again, the representative was pretty adamant about it, that if you have equipment replaced, it triggers a new two-year commitment. Again, I had to explain to the representative that this is not the case, that a new two-year commitment is only triggered if you buy it and add new equipment, blah, blah, blah. You know, I explained the whole thing to her. So she said, okay, yeah, you're right. You know, kind of, you know, after she played out her script trying to get me to convince me that they were right, then she finally agreed that, okay, I see where you're coming from now, we'll fix that. Then they transferred me to another supervisor, and I had to go through the whole rigmarole again, and again, the supervisor was trying to tell me that replacing equipment, defective equipment triggered a two-year, a new two-year commitment. And again, I had to jump through all these hoops, and it shouldn't be like this. They're trying to, all of them were trying to sell me on the fact, I don't know, maybe they're hoping I'll stay with DirecTV, because they don't, you know, maybe I'm afraid of paying the early termination fee. I don't get what they're trying to do there, but it's just not right. And you shouldn't have to jump through hoops like that. And the thing that really pissed me off was that when all was said and done, and they all agreed with me that they made a mistake, in fact, the last supervisor called it a boo-boo, and I'll say that in quotes, boo-boo, and yes, we took your $100, and we shouldn't have took your $100. Now they're telling me it's going to be 6 to 8 weeks before I see my $100 again. Now, I don't know about you, Bob, but when I go to work and I get my paycheck, I think I'd be pretty upset if the $100 was taken out of it, and then my employer told me, oh, yeah, we made a boo-boo on your paycheck, and we'll give you that $100 back in 6 to 8 weeks. What do you think about that, Bob?
Yeah, I would be pretty mad, too. In fact, there a lot of people are so mad about this, they've went and actually have class action lawsuits. There's one in California, and then there's a couple federal lawsuits out there regarding this specific issue. And DirecTV really needs to wake up, and our friend Soothsayer Swanee actually has gotten it right the past couple of articles that he's written, and he's hit the head on the nail directly, and is, what's going on at DirecTV? They need a new CEO, or what's going on? So that's definitely something to be on the lookout, and hopefully DirecTV can corrective action, and hopefully we'll see that happen.
You know what I find funny is I went over to the other site, and their staff over there keeps saying that there's nothing wrong at DirecTV, you know, but the past couple weeks I've been directing people to go to their site and look at all the complaints they put there. Because I don't want people saying that Satellite Guys is being biased by picking on DirecTV by mentioning what's going on with these problems, like the problem I had, when they're really happening. I'm not out to get DirecTV. I'm out to hopefully spread the word about what's going on so DirecTV fixes themselves. This was the gold standard of multi-channel providers. Every company out there, that whether you be a cable company or a satellite company, was gunning to be that top company, that was DirecTV. The customer service was number one. The programming was number one. The equipment, they were trying to be number one. Let's give them that one. And something just fell apart over the last couple months here where DirecTV just got this negative attitude, and it seems like they're just trying to screw over anybody they can. You know, it's time for the people in charge to take a look at what's happening and say, whoa, Nelly, and put the brakes on and reverse the action here and make DirecTV that gold standard again.
Yeah, we really want to help out DirecTV. We're not trying to say, we're not trying to nag on DirecTV just because we can. That's not our point. Our point is we want to make DirecTV better by pointing out the stuff that is wrong so that way they can fix it. And then when they do have a great product that comes out, we want to promote that great product and make sure that DirecTV gets their word out there, whereas other sites, they seem to be stuck playing the Nintendo game Lemmings.
Yeah, it's a shame. As I say to the other people, take the blinders off and take a look at what's going on here. These message boards are not filling up with complaints just so people can complain. There's a problem going on here. These problems need to be addressed, and they need to be stopped. And you know, I don't know if it's because of Liberty Media. I don't know if it's because of an impending sale, but something is going on here that's causing DirecTV a lot of harm and ill will towards its customers. And it's just not me saying that. And you know, I wasn't even going to mention my problem with DirecTV at all, because when I canceled it, I didn't post anything online. I didn't post anything how they were trying to tell me that I had a contract with them and that I was, you know, have to pay a $249 termination fee and that they agreed to waive the charge. I didn't post any of that online when it happened. But when I got my bill in the mail and they told me they weren't going to give me my $100 back for another 2 months, that's when I got upset and posted something online. And a lot of people posted the same story before me. And it's all true, and it's something that really, really needs to be corrected by DirecTV and quickly. Because, you know, the way the economy is right now, a lot of people may be dropping their multi-channel providers such as DirecTV or Dish Network just because money's tight. And what DirecTV is doing here is burning the bridges so these people won't want to ever do business with them again. And they really got to look at the big picture here. And again, DirecTV needs to really pull itself up by the bootstraps and fix what's going on.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I was the other day I was chatting with one of our sponsors of the forum, Sadoon, and he wanted to know what he was doing wrong. And basically he opened up this thread and everyone said, hey, you're doing great. And then I posted, hey, this is the issues I've had in the past. And like, for instance, a remote that was broken in the mail a couple times. And he went above and beyond to make sure that that issue got fixed. And I wish DirecTV would follow his lead and go and fix those issues. But with that aside, I understand that Sadoon is back with his band stacked KULMBs.
Well, actually, this is a first that I know of, that a consumer LNB has been made available for free to air. That is band stackable. That means you can take a splitter and hook it up to multiple free-to-air receivers in your house and watch all the channels on the same free-to-air satellite that you're tuned to. This is a big step forward in the world of free-to-air, because before you could only watch whatever was ever on the same transponder, the same satellite, the same polarity. And this allows you to run multiple receivers, which before was not really easy to do with your standard free-to-air LNB. The new Bandstack KULMBs are something that Sadoon's worked on for years. He told me about them a couple years ago and told me how he's working on designing them and bringing them to the United States. And, I said it's going to be too expensive for him, but surprisingly, they're like $29 for these things. And, if you're a true free-to-air fan, and you got a Dish 4KU, check out this LNB. It's really technically really cool. It almost reminds me like what DirecTV did with their single wire multi-switch. Everything goes through one wire, and you can use splitters to split it to as many receivers as you want. It's something that's really cool.
Yeah, Scott, that Sadoon, the LNB sounds really great, and I look forward to using that technology so that way I could split off to a couple receivers in my house. And, Scott, I hear that you have something interesting going on over at the Big E this weekend.
Yeah, the Big E, if you don't know, is New England's big state fair. They have all the states for New England at this fair. I think it's six states. And it's really, really huge, a big fair. But anyways, I'm helping out a friend this weekend. His daughter's actually going to get married. So I volunteered to take over his booth for 4 days at the Big E. And believe it or not, Bob, I'll be selling DirecTV service. How about that?
Yeah, I know. For someone who hates DirecTV so much, not that you really hate him, but for someone who supposedly does, according to the Lemmings, why would you go sell DirecTV?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Here's my thing with DirecTV, ultimately, Bob. DirecTV, the service itself, the television service is excellent. The issues I've been having with it is the customer service and this bogus contract stuff. But I have no problem recommending DirecTV, especially for those people who are sports fans. TV really has it all. Baseball, NHL, except for Versus. They've had the baseball, the football. They basically got everything there that a sports fan could want. So I'll be doing my best to peddle DirecTV for my buddy John, who is, again, has his daughter going to get married this weekend. And I'll be at the Big E for 4 days. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. So if you do come by to New England's Great State Fair, come by and say hello to me. We're the only DirecTV booth at the fair. And come by, say hello, bring your satellite questions, and we'll have receivers set up so you can play with the receivers and try things out. And again, just stop by and say hi if you want to.
Yeah, you know, Scott, if I ever find myself heading that way, I'll also be heading to Hartford, Connecticut, maybe to go see Jerry Springer or Steve Wilkos or Maury Povich now that he's in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, what's interesting is the guy I'm actually doing the work for, his name's John, he actually did all the video wiring for the Jerry Springer show out there. He did that, and he also did Deal or No Deal, which is actually taping in Connecticut now as well. I was actually invited to the Jerry Springer kickoff party that they taped out in out there, and I unfortunately did not get to attend. But from my buddy John told me it was a really good time. They had the girls bartending and everything else, and it was everything you expected from a Jerry Springer show in a party. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to see these guys, I've been lucky enough to – I've been to a few tapings here in Chicago while they were here before they moved out to Hartford. It's definitely a trip. So if you get out to Scott's neck of the woods, definitely go see the Jerry Springer show or Steve Wilkos or Maury or whatever you want to see.
Yeah, and if you're in town for the Big E, stop by and say hello. I'll be at the DirecTV booth. And again, bring your questions or just stop by and say hi. Well, Bob, it's been a long time since we've done this, but it felt good. And I hear the music playing, so that means I guess it's the end of another podcast.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see you next week, if not sooner.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you next week. And whenever news breaks, we'll be back. So we'll talk to you then.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.